Gemara, Masechta Yuma, Daf Chav Ches on the base, teaches us Amar Rav, Kim Avram Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula. Avram Avinu was Mekayim the entire Torah. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ekev Ashishama Avram B'Koyli. Avram listened V'Yishma Mishmarti Mitzvoisai Chukoisai V'Serosai. Asked the Gemara Amler of Simi Bachil Rav. So Simi Bachil asked Rav, Ve'ema Sheva Mitzvahs. Maybe what Avram Avinu was Mekayim would have seven mitzvahs, not anymore. Answered the Gemara, it has to be that Avram Avinu was Mekayim more than this, the Zion mitzvahs. Because Oikon Nami Mila. We know that Avram Avinu was Mekayim mitzvahs Mila, which is not included in the Zion mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. Ve'ema, so asked the Gemara, fine. Maybe what Avram Avinu fulfilled were the Sheva mitzvahs Mila. The Zayin Mitzvahs Amila, but nothing more. Amalei, to which he responded, Im Kain, if we're going to suggest that the only mitzvahs that Avram Avinu was Mekayim were only these mitzvahs, Mitzvoisai V'Saroisai Lomali, why does the Pasuk have to emphasize that he was Mekayim all of the mitzvahs and all of the Torah? It must be that he was Mekayim, that he fulfilled Kol HaTorah Kula. Vam Rav Avitamir of Ashi, Kaim Avram Avinu, Afila Erev Tavshilin. Avram Avinu is even Mekayim the mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin, Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, Torah Si, Echaz Torah Shebeksav, not only did he fulfill the mitzvahs that are Torah Shebeksav, but even he was Mekayim the mitzvahs that are Torah Shebapeh. So Mepharshim asks that actually what Rav is teaching us in our Gemara is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, in Masechta Kedushin, that pay bays of an aleph. Metzinush osa Avram Avinu kol haTorah kula shloi nitna. The Mishnah is very clear in teaching us that Avram Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah even before it was given. So why is the Mishnah teaching us that we haven't already? What is the Gemara? What is Rav teaching us that we haven't already learned in that Mishnah? So the Mashal explains that if we only had that Mishnah, the Mishnah says also, which seems to indicate that he fulfilled the mitzvahs asay. Comes Rav to teach us that not only did Avram Avinu fulfill the mitzvahs asay, but he also fulfilled the mitzvahs lois asay. The Ben Yoyada takes it a step further. We know that there is someone who's mitzvah voisa, that is obligated to do a mitzvah and fulfills it, and the someone who's mitzvah ve'ena oisa. Avram Avinu was ena mitzvah ve'oisa. He wasn't yet obligated to fulfill the mitzvahs. And therefore, we would think that although Avram Avinu was mekayim all of the mitzvahs, he shouldn't be considered in the category of a mitzvah ve'oisa. Teaches us Rav that Avram Avinu did the mitzvahs on such a madrega that he was as if it was mitzvah v'aisa. And actually that could be interpreted in a pshat that I saw from the Sefer Ein HaBdoloyach that actually focuses on the difference of the wording in our Gemara that says the word kiyem Avram Avinu kol haTorah kula versus the words used in that Mishnah that we just quoted, that the Mishnah says, Osa Avram Avinu. What's the difference? So he explains. Osa means that he just did the mitzvahs. Kiyem means that he fulfilled them as if he was obligated. Kiyem means that I have an obligation and I'm fulfilling my obligation. Says Rav in our Gemara, don't view what Avram Avinu was Mekayim, as just also, as if he just fulfilled the mitzvahs. Rather, Kiyem, he fulfilled them as if he were a mitzvah v'oisa. And the Mepharshim go on to explain how indeed did Avram Avinu reach this madrega that he was Kiyem kol haTorah kula, if it wasn't even given yet. So Mepharshim explained that everyone, we know that the Taryag mitzvahs, Shasa mitzvahs asay, and Ramach lois asay, and every mitzvah asay, and every mitzvah lois asay, is connected to a different limb and a different part of our body. Avram Avinu's body was on such a madrega that it by itself, it didn't need anybody to push it to do what was supposed to be done. Rather, on its own, Avraham Avinu's body, so to speak, on its own, figured out what it's supposed to do. And actually, I saw that that's pshat. Many mefarshim asked the question that in the Haggadah, the Chacham asks, Ma edus v'chukim v'mishpatim asher tziva Elokeinu eschem. And many mefarshim, the Cheshev Sofer, points out, ask the questions, what's the very big difference between the question that the Chacham asks, Ma'edus v'chukim v'mishpatim asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu eschem, versus the question that is asked by the Rosha, who answers, Ma havoide hazois lochem. So the Chayvus Salvavis says that a person, like we just explained in our Gemara, that a person who's on a proper spiritual standard on his own knows to fulfill, his body by itself fulfills the mitzvah Hashem. And that's the question. That's the difference between the question of the Chacham versus the question of the Rosha. The Rosha says, Ma avoid azois lachem. Why should we at all fulfill the mitzvahs? That's why are we doing this? And at the hakas shenif, and that's why we tell him your teeth should be knocked out. Your approach is totally inappropriate. The Chacham doesn't chas v'sholem not want to do the mitzvahs. Of course, he wants to do the mitzvahs. What the Chacham, however, is saying is that. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to tell us to do the mitzvahs? Isn't it understood by itself what we are to do? Why do we need that we should be told to do the mitzvahs? Shouldn't we all be on the madrega of Avraham Avinu? Shouldn't we all be on the madrega of Avraham Avinu that by ourselves, our bodies, so to speak, should figure out and want to do the mitzvah? So the Gemara uses as the example that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, that he was even Mekayim the mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin. And the Rishonim already, Tosfos Rishonim here, asked the question, why when the Gemara wants to give an example of mitzvahs derabbanan that Avraham Avinu fulfilled, why does it choose Erev Tavshilin more than any other mitzvah? So the Ritva answers that Erev Tavshilin, what's the reason we make an Tavshilin? When is an Erev Tavshilin made? Erev Tavshilin is made when Yontif comes out on Friday in order to cook from Friday for Shabbos. As the Gemara says, the Gemara Masechta Beya says, Kadesh Yivra Mana Yofa L'Shabbos and Mana Yofa L'Yontif. So we would think, since this mitzvah is only for a Zecher, to remember to pick Mana Yofa L'Shabbos and Mana Yofa L'Yontif, so far Avraham Avinu didn't have to go, teaches us the Gemara, he went even that far. Another explanation that I saw is that there's, in general, a question, why, indeed, is one not allowed to cook on Yom Tov on behalf of Shabbos? If Shabbos, we know, is more chomer than Yom Tov, so we should, of course, be allowed to prepare for Shabbos on Yom Tov. Why do you have to make an Erev Tavshilin? So the Avni Nezer explains that there's a fundamental difference between the Kedusha of Shabbos versus the Kedusha of Yom Tov. The Kedusha of Shabbos is automatic. Every Shabbos is Kadosh, has Kedusha Shabbos on it. Kedusha Yom Tov is not by itself Kadosh. It depends on Beis Din that determines the calendar, and according to when the calendar is set, that's when we know it's Yom Tov. So in order that one is not treating Yom Tov improperly, without the proper kavod, we said that you can't prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. But that's only once Shabbos has been established. When Avraham Avinu fulfilled the mitzvah of Erev Tevshilin, both Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yom Tov were, so to speak, man-made. We didn't get yet Shabbos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're told that today is Shabbos and Shabbos has the Kedusha. It was man-made that Avraham Avinu decided, so to speak, to fulfill mitzvahs Yom Shabbos, and he also decided to fulfill mitzvahs Yom Tov. So by Avraham Avinu, one can argue that Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Yom Tov are really one and the same. That's why the Gemara tells us that even though by Avraham Avinu, there really is no reason for him to have to make an Erev Tevshilin, still, he wanted to fulfill every detail of the Torah, and he fulfilled Erev Tevshilin as well. The Gra actually says, a very interesting Gra, that in the original print of the Gemara, the word Erev Tevshilin did not appear. Rather, in the original print of the Gemara, it just had abbreviation Ayin Tov. Ayin Tov, later printers decided meant Erev Tevshilin. But actually, Ayin Tov, says the Gra, stands for Erev Tchumen. And says the Gra that it's very understandable why Avraham Avinu, why the Gemara chooses Erev Tchumen. Because the Gemara uses the pasuk Ekev Asheshama Avraham Bekaili. Ekev represents that you walk with the foot, with the Ekev. And therefore the mitzvah of Erev Tchumim is very understandable to be the mitzvah that the Gemara chooses as the example of Avraham Avinu following the mitzvah. I saw another nice pshat that actually Ayin Tov stands both for Erev Tchumim and Erev Tevshilin. And the explanation goes as follows. The pasuk says that Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Klal Yisrael and telling them that they went to collect the money on Shabbos, which they shouldn't have done. And the pasuk uses the words at Onam Me'antem Lishma Mitzvoisai V'Soiroisai. And in that pasuk in the Parashas Amon, both the Erev Tevshilin and the Erev Tchumim are referred to. Because the pasuk says in that parasha, Eis Ashtof Afu V'Asat V'Ashelu B'Ashelu, which is the source for the din of Erev Tevshilin. And also the source for Erev Tchumim is mentioned there, because the pasuk says, Al Yetze Ish Mimekoimoi B'Yoyim Hashvi'i. So now, Torosai, when the pasuk says, Ekev Hashashama Avram Mitzvoisai V'Sarosai, Sarosai means both Erev Tchumim and Erev Tevshilin. So it's very similar along what the Gra meant. Indeed, the original version of the Gemara was Ayin Tov, and the Ayin Tov represented both Erev Tchumim and Erev Tevshilin. I did see another pshat that actually represents Erev Chatzeres. And what's the chiddush that he fulfilled Erev Chatzeres? Because Rabbi Lezer B'Yakov says that the only time we learned the Gemara Masecht Ervin, that Samach Aleph Amud Beis, is the only time an Erev Chatzeres has to be made is when Jews are living together. But if there's a Jew living together with Akum, there's no need for an Eruv Chatzeres. Avraham Avinu, in his time, was the only Jew in the world. And therefore, there should be no need for him to make Eruv HaChatzeres. Still tells us the Gemara that Avraham Avinu went so far and made an Eruv HaChatzeres. Tosfos, the Das HaKeinim Baal Tosfos, says Erev Tavshilin doesn't mean any the Erev that's made on Yontif Erev Shabbos. It doesn't mean Erev Tchumim. Erev Tavshilin means that Avraham Avinu was careful not to mix Tavshilin, Basa B'cholof. He was careful not to mix meat and milk. But most Mefarshim, as I said, take the Gemara as it says, that he fulfilled Erev Tavshilin. And again, I saw that the Ein Abdoi Loyach explains why from all mitzvahs is the mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin chosen. Because Erev Tavshilin represents eating. And what the Gemara is teaching us is that Avraham Avinu was on the Madrega that even his eating, his mundane eating, he brought up to the Madrega of using it as a vehicle for Avodas Hashem. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara asked this question. We're saying that you're not allowed to cook on Friday, on Yontif, when it comes out on Friday, or any day Yontif, for Shabbos. Ein Yontif Meichel Shabbos. Came along Chazal and said there's a way to solve your problem. The way to solve your problem is by making an Erev Tavshil. There's an obvious question. If there's an Issa D'Raisa to cook, how does the Erev Tavshilin solve my problem? The answer is that really you're allowed to cook on that day. Why? Says the Gemara. The Gemara says in many places. The Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim. The Gemara says in Masechta Beya. Because there's always a possibility that guests will show up. So you're not cooking for the next day, you're cooking for today. So there's really nothing wrong for cooking. So you didn't have a real problem cooking. It's only Chazal said that you shouldn't cook because of there should be a hecker, that should be obvious that you're cooking, not that we should recognize what's going on here. Who is the person that represents this concept of Hoyle Mikalei Orchim? Who is the person that we could use as the best example in the world as an individual that's always prepared to have guests? Certainly Avraham Avinu. So if there's anyone in the world that the concept of Hoyle or Mikalei Orchim is appropriate by, it's Avraham Avinu. The Mefarshim go on to say that there are proof that Avraham Avinu fulfilled other mitzvahs. The Gross says that how do we know that Avraham Avinu fulfilled the mitzvah of Sukkah? So the Gross says, because the Pasuk says, Vashem Beirath as Avraham Bekol. Bekol stands for three Pesukim. Pesukim is Teshu Shivas Yomim. Kala Ezraf B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos and Lamed L'man Yehidu D'Arasech N'Pesukkos HaShabbos B'nei Yisrael. So we have a remez that Avraham Avinu fulfilled the mitzvah of Sukkah. But in conclusion, I want to repeat a beautiful vart that I heard from the Radomsky Rebbe, and actually it's a Yisoid B'Sharish HaAvayda. Al Gemara is telling us about the greatness of Avraham Avinu. That Avraham Avinu fulfilled even Kol HaTorah Kula, even Erev Tavshilin. But say these Mefarshim. When we look at the Pasuk that describes why HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Avraham Avinu so much, the Pasuk doesn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Avraham Avinu because he fulfilled every mitzvah in the Torah. The Torah says, Ki Yedativ, I love Avraham Avinu, l'manash yitzave, esbonav v'esbeisoy achrov v'shomru derech Hashem. Tells us the Pasuk, Avraham Avinu is a very great person. Avraham Avinu is fulfilling the whole Torah. But what makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu love Avraham Avinu? What makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu love Avraham Avinu is ki yedata l'mana sheyitzaveh esbonav espeis ha'akrov, that he is being mechanech his family to follow Derech Hashem. There's nothing more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than a person that's ki yedatev l'mana sheyitzaveh esbonav espeis ha'akrov, teaching his children to follow the Derech Hashem.